Welcome back, family. This is your boy D. For all you smart and intelligent folks out here, listen, that just simply means Ed. Today's video is entitled, The Greatest Constraint for a Project Is... Again, The Greatest Constraint for a Project Is... Now, typically, family, when people say... Now, if you haven't watched my Triple Constraint video, I'm going to put it up either here or here, but check that out so you can understand what a constraint is if you don't know what a constraint is. I mean, yes, it's kind of self-explanatory, but I'm referring to project management constraints. So one of the things that I think, and I couldn't just leave you with one, that's average. That's what an average person would do that's making this talk. And you know, all we do here at Conscious Agility, your boy ED is working towards being perfect while settling on being exceptional. I just came up with that. That was hot, wasn't it? But one of the things that I've learned through my years of project management, when it comes to actually constraints, first thing that most people would say well, what about the budget? When you know, when we don't have any money, then that's when it's the roughest and the toughest for us to make the project go through. See, the reason why I can't agree with that, family, is due to the fact that I've worked on projects where budget, where we used internal resources, where basically the only thing that they were exchanging was their time because they were under another tower. So again, family, it just didn't, budget really wasn't the one that was just like the one constraint that really held us back. So we were able to navigate and deliver a project or what I also call, in those type of situations, an MVP, a most valuable product, most viable product to the end user or our customer. So I'm not going to say budget is the reason. Again, this is me. Of all my years, a decade and more of what I believe is the true constraint of a project. Another one, someone may say, well, the schedule, well, you know, if we don't meet deadlines and we're not on time and this and that, I'm going to say no again, because there's certain techniques that you can use within project management. You can use crashing, you can use fast tracking. Again, family, as we build this out, I'm gonna give you all of that. I'm gonna show you all of that. But for now, just understand those two terminologies, fast tracking and crashing. Those are actually schedule compression type techniques that you could leverage. So I won't say that a schedule or a milestone chart or whatever else, or WBS, whatever you want to align as far as outlining the deliverables and what the schedule is going to look like. None of that even, it matters. It matters, you know, if we was on a scale of 1 to 10, that's probably about an 8.5, 9. Yes, you need to know your due dates and basically, you know, where you're going and when the project is going to end. But that is not, in my opinion, the highest constraint. And then the next one, someone may say scope. Well, yeah, scope is important. If you don't know what you're doing, if you don't know what the customer needs, if you don't know what all the attributes as part of the scope that'll make the whole entirety of the project. Because normally, if you paid attention to any of my videos, I'm gonna talk more in depth about scope in later videos. But one thing about having a solid scope, you don't have to worry about with a terminology called goal plating. Goal plating is meaning that you may have the team saying, well, hey, we need to add this on additional to the customer, and the customer didn't ask for that. So that may be something also that people would say, well, yeah, scope would definitely be it. And then the last one, this is part of the triple constraints, if you're following along, family. But again, like I said, I do have a video that discusses the triple constraints at a high level for you. The last one, someone might say the quality. Yes, the quality. That good old quality, we gotta make sure it's checked and double checked and triple checked and all the checks that can checks and checks over stripes. Oh, I'm sorry, that's Nike's over Adidas. I mean, you know, I apologize, I got a little excited. But with the point I'm making, I love Adidas as well as I love Nike, so either way. But anyway, I digress. What the point I was trying to make, family, is yes, quality is important. Again, all of those things that I've just named, those attributes are extremely, and I mean, extremely important. But let me ask you this. What if you didn't have any resources to actually run the project? What if you didn't have any resources or SMEs, subject matter experts, to lean on to understand what the project needs? What if you didn't have any resources because you're resource constrained? What would you do? See, family, there's been many projects that I've led where you start off with this full team of resources, and then either people leave, whether, you know, leave on their own accord or not. I'll use a better term, whether voluntary or involuntary, or they get promoted to a new department or a new area. So there's all these moving pieces. That's why I said one thing. That's why it's so amazing being a project manager and leading a project, because you have all these moving pieces that normally would scare somebody, but you're like, that's the first thing I focus on is my resources. Because if I don't have resources, I cannot lead this project. Matter of fact, here's a better one for you. If I don't have the right resources, I can't lead the project. Well, ED, what do you mean right resources? Well, what I mean by the right resources, I mean having the resources that are committed, that are focused. And this last and final one, if you want to get under my skin, you can leave this in the comment section for me, because I know this will give you guys a laugh, but this irritates me to heaven and back, boy. I tell you, it says, they go like this, well, that's not my job. Huh? What do you mean that's not your job? Well, that's not what I do. I mean, have you done it before? Yeah, then what's stopping you? I mean, why couldn't you? So that irritates me. Now, there are certain things that, yes, you need to say, hey, that's not my job. But there's little things that you could do. Like if someone asked you to do it, like, hey, would you mind following up on such and such for me? Oh, well, that's not my job. You're the project manager, and the project manager does that. Okay, so last time I checked, right, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, so, you know, excuse me for what I'm going to say, but collectively as a team, aren't we moving and working together and working off each other and helping each other to watch each other's back? I mean, last time I checked. So, family, the reason why I say resource is the biggest constraint that you could ever have is because if you don't have resources in place to actually assist you as you're leading this project, your project goes nowhere. I mean, even if they gave you a bunch of resources that knew nothing to do with it, it's going to take a longer climb because there's a lot of training involved. There's a lot of, you know, growth involved. But still, at least you got some resources that most people would be like, yeah, I got some resources. But still, you still have to work with these resources to develop them to make sure that they're assisting you leading the project, effectively, that you're meeting time, you're meeting budget, you're addressing and making sure you're aligned with the scope. But still, family, I truly feel that resource, if you don't have have great resources surrounded you or actually assisting you along on this project, this is going to be a long, boring, dreadful, praying to God project moment, because it's never going to be enough for you to continue to want to go on, because it's just like, well, man, I got this resource over here that's supposed to be doing this, but they're saying, hey, it's not my job. And then you play the game of trying to figure out whose job it is. And that's a whole nother story, another episode, but I'm going to give you the highlight of it. But so it's just more or less you going to this resource. So then by the time you find the resource that's supposed to do it, now your project is behind schedule, maybe a couple more weeks already, on top of you not even having all the resources in place with the proper knowledge or being the subject matter expert that you need, that you may even have to go out and figure out certain things. Because again, family, here on the channel, family, we're trying to grow project managers to step up more and not just say, and I haven't, most of the time I don't hear project managers saying that. Now I do hear them say it when it comes to something. It depends on how you are leading a project, because now you have very technical project managers, and then you have project managers that are not, you know, that are not technical, and that's not their job to be technical because they're not doing that every day. But that doesn't give them excuse not to be able to figure out what the technical aspect of it is, even if it's speaking from a higher, from a more higher level than just being able to be in the weeds and be more detailed. So, but figuring out a way to articulate out, hey, what the need is going to be important. This has been your boy ED. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Until next time, I'm out.